And it wouldn't have to be a judgment and devolve obedience to the Holy Father to know who is the highest authority in teaching and governing of the Catholic Church, the Pope. And not just in the Catholic Church, but in the world. The polygamy authorized in Bangladesh, the polygamy authorized in Pakistan. Are those laws on polygamy, are they valid? No. Are they real laws? No, they're fakes. And the authority of the Vicar of Christ, therefore, supersedes all other authority, and in fact, all our authority depends on the Vicar of Christ. That's the introduction. Now we know there are two places in the Gospels where Jesus first promised to make Peter the head of the church. Remembers in one Gospel and what chapter? In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16. Chapter 16. Remember? And Peter, and Christ asked all the disciples, they gave all kinds of answers of what people say that Jesus is. Jeremiah, back on earth. Thanks. Who do you say that I am? And then Peter. Leave it to Peter. He would always speak first. Was Peter always right when he spoke first? He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus. I should say, for Peter's humiliation, "Peter, you don't know that by yourself." It was, remember, what did he say? "Who told you?"
"My Father in heaven."
Yes. And then, to return, shall we see the compliment? "And you, Simon," his name was not Peter, "and you, Simon, son of John." Peter's family name was Simon Johnson. Simon Johnson, "you are now Peter," and masculine and gentle. Petros, and rock in Greek is Petra. Christ, of course, could change the gender. "You are Petros. You are the rock on which," and then what tense of the verb did Jesus use? "On which I will build my church." Not yet. Remember, Jesus then foretold his passion. And Peter again. It was a Peter. Put his foot into the mouth. At both feet. And he said, "Master, don't you dare go to Jerusalem. They're going to kill you." And then Jesus gave another name. What did he call him this time?
Satan.
Satan. You see, Peter needed conversion. Conversion from what? From pride. And how did Peter become converted from pride through the humiliation of sin. My dear fellow sinners, 10:12 a.m. Pardon me, 10:10 a.m. Calcutta time. That's why God has allowed us to sin, to keep us humble. And that was a promise. The actual conferral of what he called the primacy was recorded where? St. John's Gospel. And to be exact, verses, chapter 1, 21 verses 1 to 25. First, what did the disciples do? Without fishing. And at night, fishermen told me, fish. By the way, do you know where the bishop? Oh, bishop. You know where the fishes sleep? Do they sleep? Would you please find out? I think they do, don't you? They must need rest. At any rate. Peter and the other disciples, they're not fishing. Remember what they caught all night. Nothing. All that was planned. Then Jesus told them to cast the net, three members, to what side of the boat? Left or right? Right. To the right side of the boat. And who recognized Jesus on the shore? And what did Peter do? He jumped in. And I like to say this, and then John records the episode. It was not far from shore. Peter was no swimmer. I think I've asked this before. How many fish did they catch? They caught them. Great big fish. And then, what did Jesus do? He prepared breakfast for them. Are any of you cooks, by the way? You cooking? Do you do cooking? Are all cooks equally good?
No.
Have you eaten? Then Jesus took Simon Johnson aside and in his privacy he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these do? And here there's 1,000 times. It won't be once too often. Because, sisters, this is one reason. Now, there may be exceptions among you. Ignatius tells us, assume there are no exceptions. Whenever you talk to people, assume they are all sinners. Jesus then asked him, do you love me more than these do? And the key word is more. And behind that word more is the key to sanctity. Most people have sinned deeply. And the more deeply they have sinned, the more deeply they ought to love Jesus Christ. And then, to close, as in conference, Jesus told Peter, "Feed my lambs." In other words, provide food first for the mind. First for the mind to know the truth. Then food for the will to choose what is good. And what is good is what we want or what we need. What is it? And what do we need? What God wants. And of this, apologies for the minute overtime, to be continued. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And the break. So we get your full 15-minute break.